I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
He's back with us again. He made national news. Larry Platt is the editor of the Philadelphia Citizen. We'll give you their website. And a colleague on Inside Story, you may remember in November 2015, South Philly crossing guard Bridget Conroy Varnas, lifelong Philadelphian, does what she always does, did on election day, she voted. And for that simple act of citizenship, she was rewarded $10,000, the first ever citizen voter lottery. In other words, she was chosen by lottery. You know, anybody eligible showed up to vote. And she got $10,000 for that. Does the idea intrigue you? Let's go to Larry Platt, the mad engineer behind this. Hey, Larry, good to talk with you again.
Dom, great to be with you.
So give us the theory this time. DA's race, is it about 9 or 10% turnout?
That's what people are saying, 9, 10, maybe 11%. The last time, 2013, it was 11.4%. That's the percentage of registered voters showing up to the polls. And that's sort of what is the genesis to our idea to do something, A, to call attention to the lack of participation, and B, to try and jumpstart civic participation in, after all, the American city where democracy was born.
Well, and it's the most important DA race because, in my mind, there's going to be a big shift here from Seth Williams, and a really big shift if this Krasner guy wins, in my view. It would be very, very different. So, yeah, the stakes are really high in this, even for people in the suburbs. My argument, though, I think I made it to you before, Larry, would be, are these really qualified voters if they're coming out mainly by the prize of $5,000, right?
Yeah, so we're doing $5,000 for the primary, and then another $5,000 for the general. And yeah, you and I debated this heartily last time. My view is that the only qualification for voting is being a U.S. citizen. That's laid out in the Constitution, and our civic life is enhanced by in direct proportion to the amount of people that are involved in their own city government. That's voting, and that's being an active civic member. So we think there's a common good in more people expressing their franchise. Your point is a good one, which is that. But are you getting people who might not be informed? I think sometimes we overlook the fact that voting is also an emotional act and a valid one. I mean, in 1988, a bunch of us, I bet you and I both, voted for George Herbert Walker Bush for one reason, and that was Mike Dukakis' answer to
capital punishment. Yeah,
capital punishment. Yeah. As soon as I saw that, there was something emotional in me that said, "This guy's not a commander in chief."
Okay, that's a great point. And Larry, I'm fine with that if there's an emotional connection to some of this. But what I fear is there is not even that. I'm not saying they have to be studying this like Inside Story. Larry, what's your inside story on this week? But they have to know something about it, even if it's emotional. For example, there's one guy in here that really I think this would be problematic if he wins. And I think he's just playing the race card. He's the only African-American in it. And he's arrears of God knows how much in taxes back and forth. And if people show up and that's all that they know, how would you feel about that?
Yeah, look, democracy is messy, but the only answer for messy democracy, I think, is more democracy. It's the hand we've been dealt.
Well, let me give it a counter. Boy, I'm putting my elitist on. I have to change my Dockers here or something to say, hey, the people that don't come out, I get it, but the people that do want to come out and they vote like it's a function, like you and I do, like taking a bath. That's what you do. They then will determine our democracy. And as long as it's not just an oligarchy by some other agenda or means, what's so wrong with that?
Well, I think there's widespread agreement that we're not in the best shape, right? Mm-hmm. We're not. No one is really satisfied with a level of governmental service at any level. And, you know, the answer to that is not less involvement, because look what a low level of involvement.
Okay, counter to that, Larry, is my suspicion is, though, here's what I'm afraid of. The people that are not coming out and vote, and your lottery is a great idea to call attention to voting. And aside from that, they would vote because somebody's going to give them something. That's the motivation to come out in huge numbers. That's what I see. That's the thing going on here. And I think that's a flawed way of looking at government in that way.
Yeah, look, there's no question that this is not, and Governor Rendell said this about our plan, this is not the answer.
Mm-hmm.
The real answer, and we're publishing today on the Philadelphia Citizen, the philadelphiacitizen.org, an election reform guide with articles about all of the ideas that could really change this and reform our election process, like open primary voting or ranked choice voting. There's even mandatory voting in Australia, which has some merit to it.
Wait a minute. Let's go through each one of these. Now we're in the meat, because I looked at these, and one of these might be okay. I would not lower the voting age. Why should we do that?
Well, there's social science research that shows that when you do, what you're doing is basically teaching civics and inculcating it at a young age, and that those voters tend to be, if you give the franchise earlier, those voters tend to be more engaged, more involved, and more informed.
Okay, open primary voting I also would oppose, because I see this as a club, and the two parties, I'm fine with this, have set up where they are. The clearer they are and the lack of vagueness is good. One is the party that sees government principally as an answer. The other party, less government, at least on paper. And you ought to have people voting in those primaries that agree with that. They ought to be the members of those clubs.
Well, the problem is there's a third sector of American society, mm-hmm. Of which I'm a member, independents, and who are not bound by ideology. And in primaries, especially in a city like this one, which is basically Moscow on the
right.
Delaware, independents have nowhere to go to vote in contested elections. Because
Well, what you can do is you can register as a Democrat to vote where the action is, as I do, so that you can vote for the person you think's best there.
Sure, sure. But, you know, that's gaming the system in a way that you ought not to have to.
I hear you, but yeah, that's the fact of life here. Ranked choice voting, meaning what?
So ranked choice voting is where you get three votes. You vote for your first choice, your second choice, and your third choice, and then the votes are tallied accordingly. So in the Republican primary for president, it would have prevented Donald Trump from getting the nomination, actually.
Huh. Okay. So, Larry, this is available at thepublicsitizen.org.
The philadelphiacitizen.org.
I'm sorry, thepublicsitizen.org. And again, you'll be awarding this then shortly after you figure this out. Do you do it on the day of the vote on May 16th?
Yeah, we do it on election day. We've devised a software program with the 1,700 polling places
mm-hmm.
in it, and on election day, we'll randomly select a polling place and randomly select a time and show up. I'll be like Ed McMahon with my big check and show up. And you know, part of this, like I said, is to call attention to what that we're in a crisis of participation. People, quite rightly, don't feel like their vote matters. And so we're trying to call attention to it and also have some fun with it because, you know, voting and civic engagement ought to be fun. It ought to not just be eat your vegetables time.
No, I agree. No, that's the part, and I agree with all that to put it on the map. So, again, tell them one more time where they can find you, Larry, and your sense of voting participation. It's just a great daily read. Where do they go?
ThePhiladelphiaCitizen.org. We're a nonprofit, nonpartisan media organization trying to shake things up.
Absolutely. See you in Inside Story. Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, man.
Tom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.